Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show. My name is Lloyd Ross, and today we're going to be talking about how much is enough. How much do you need to retire on? I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, went down to a triathlon to watch some friends race, and we're chatting away, and he said, Lloyd, how much do you think you need to actually become financially independent? How much do you actually need to leave your job, retire? And he was saying to me, because obviously he wanted to know, because he's got this aspiration of he wanted to not work for the rest of his life. So I was actually a little bit surprised he didn't know. So I thought, well, maybe people don't know exactly how much they need to never work again. And what I mean by that is beyond absolute passive income, where it's unlabored income coming straight to you, basically almost on all the autopilot. And that means you are independently wealthy of any action, just about, and any employer. Okay. And I think that's really why people listen to this podcast too. And also why they're so interested in finance, because they don't, and money, because they don't want to work forever. You know, everyone's read that Warren Buffett quote. If you don't learn how to make money while you sleep, you'll work until you die. The paradox of that is that Warren Buffett is 90 something now and he's still working. So it doesn't mean you do nothing. It just means that you don't want to be working for someone else, building someone else's dream. So my friend has this aspiration of leaving his job, right? So I said, well, how much do you think? And he said, well, I'm not too sure. Maybe $1 million, maybe a bit more. And the reality is it's very mathematical. It's actually a simple equation to work out exactly how much you need to, possibly not work again. And it varies person to person. So this doesn't mean it's like exactly this amount, because it will depend on your lifestyle, what type of lifestyle you want to lead. Okay. So let's look at it purely from a mathematical standpoint. Once you understand this, it's really simple to know. And then you can apply it to your own situation. Okay. So here we go. Ready? Generally speaking, if you have $1 million in a share portfolio and shares give about 5% dividend yield, which means that 5% of $1 million is $50,000. So if you had $1 million share portfolio and it was paying on average a dividend yield of 5%, it means that the share portfolio will pay you, or the companies in that portfolio will pay you $50,000 a year in dividends. Okay. Now at different times of the year, you get a little piece of that as you go. It's not weekly, or it's periodic. So, but overall for the year, you'll make $50,000 in passive income. How do I know that? Because we do. Okay. We make more than that in passive income, but there's an example. $1 million will produce to you $50,000 a year in income from a share portfolio, typically. Now, dividend yields can go up and down, so it could be less, could be more, but I'm just taking the average to show you. Okay, so $1 million will give you $50,000 a year in passive income. Now, $1 million in a property, okay, will probably do something very similar. It usually rental yields anywhere across the world are probably in the vicinity on average around 5%, which means if you own $1 million property, you could probably rent it out for $50,000 a year, okay, $1,000 a week. And that means, now, with rental yield, with properties, you can actually get that money, fortnightly, all right? Sometimes monthly, and sometimes in advance, depending on the market. But $1 million property portfolio, whether it's one property or three properties that make up $1 million, irrespective of that, $1 million invested in property at a 5% rental yield will give you $50,000 a year in passive income. Okay, because 5% of $1 million is $50,000. So there you go. You can tell that, okay, if I have $1 million net of debt, no debt, but $1 million, right? Because if you have a property that's worth $1 million and you owe $900,000 on it, then you're making no money. In fact, you're probably losing money because you got to pay the bank back in interest. So I'm talking about clear equity, which means you own the share portfolio, you own the property outright, and it's worth $1 million. That will produce $50,000 a year in income at 5% return, okay? 5% cash return.
Now, what's cool about a share portfolio and a property is that over time, that $1 million grows in value through what we call capital growth. And that's when the actual capital value of the investment grows, because land goes up in value for a property. So 1 year it might be worth $1 million, the next year it might be worth 1.1 million, might have gone up 10%. And share portfolio, the same thing. The value of the companies in the underlying share, the underlying companies in the share portfolio grow in value, right? Businesses grow in value too because their earnings go up. So it might be worth 1.1 million the following year. So you're going to get a return in the capital growth of the actual asset itself, which is the share portfolio or the property, they grow in value, plus you're going to get the cash flow yield. I talk about this in my book in more detail, and I show you the return components of assets, which is really important for you to know. So if you think about the cash return you're getting, the yield, which is $50,000 a year from either one of those assets, it means that if you are comfortable to live on $50,000 a year in today's dollars with your current lifestyle, then you can effectively leave your job and retire on being worth $1 million, okay? The thing is, I don't know many people that will be able to actually retire on $50,000 a year. If you own a property and you're making $50,000 a year, you're going to get taxed. So you might only see, you know, $35,000 or $40,000 of that $50,000, all right? Which means you're on less than $50,000. And then you've got your actual living expenses, because if you're renting that property out, you've got to then pay rent, okay? So if you've got enough cash flow out of your $40,000 a year to pay rent, have you got enough to pay school fees? Have you got enough to pay for travel? Have you got enough to pay for food? Can you live on $40,000 or $50,000 a year? And if you can't, then $1 million is not enough for you to be financially independent on. It's not enough. Does that make sense? So I think too many people have these delusions of grandeur. Like, oh, I'm going to retire. I'm like, yeah, on what? Like, what? You don't even have $100,000 invested. How are you possibly going to retire? Oh, my superannuation. Your superannuation is probably worth $250,000, maybe $500,000 max in future dollars. And I'll do another podcast episode on the time value of money and inflation, so you understand this, okay? But you really have to look at your situation and go, well, what, you know, if you've got these dreams of retiring on passive income, be realistic about it. You have to have the asset backing to do it. And that's why I'm such a big believer in starting a side hustle, because it's arguably in 2021, it's probably the only way to get ahead financially. I would say you can't invest your way there. You need to be able to create more cash flow so you can invest faster and harder to get to your $1 million. Now, $1 million, probably not enough, because it's only $50,000 a year maximum cash flow. So what about, how do you get more? Well, what if you look at $2 million? Let's say you're worth $2 million. You've got a $2 million share portfolio or a $2 million property portfolio. What's that going to produce? Twice as much capital. So you get twice as much return. So you're getting 5% on $2 million is $100,000 a year, $100,000 a year income. Now, most people can have a pretty good lifestyle on $100,000 a year. Okay. I think that would be that's a pretty good sum of money to be financially independent, you know, retire yourself, passive income. And then, of course, you can travel a bit. You can pay rent. You can pay food. You can do all those things. You can look after your family. So I think $100,000 is the number that you'd want to earn in passive income to retire. So the capital value, the net worth, your net worth, and net worth is really just asset value, assets minus liabilities. And if you have an asset base of $2 million in property or shares, then that's the number that you'd want to aim for to effectively be able to not work on anything and make money for the rest of your life. Okay. So, if you want to do that, if you want to be FIRE, you know, this FIRE, you heard that, this acronym FIRE, this FIRE movement, it stands for financially independent retire early. Financially independent retire early. These FIRE people are just like, I think they live on another planet. Like, if you had, $500,000 invested in stocks or property and it produced 5% return, you could live off, you would be earning $25,000 a year. Now, if you want to be one of the FIRE people, fine. You'd have to live in Bali on $25,000 a year income, because you can't live in Australia or, you know, a mature market economy on $25,000 a year. It's just not, and have any reasonable life at all. I mean, that's like a pension. It's really, really, really bare bones stuff. So just be careful of these FIRE movement things. Like, there's absolute mathematics behind it. It's not just some number you can pick out of the air. There has to be a sensible investment or an asset backing the cash flow you're producing. Money just doesn't fall from the sky. You can't just push a button and, oh, money, passive income. No, it's not like that. You have to have property, shares, or something, right? Maybe you own a book that's producing royalties. Maybe you've got a, you know, a side hustle, you know, side business, but you know, that would require your time and effort. So I'm talking about pure passive income here. So there you go. I think the number is $2 million. It's $2 million, you know, to give you 100 grand a year, especially if you want to retire with your spouse, like, you know, that's the minimum you'd need, 50 grand each. So have a think about that. You know, if you're listening to this podcast thinking, oh, I want to learn about money, I want to learn about entrepreneurship, I want to learn about investing, then for what purpose do you want to learn it? Because for me, it's all about, well, once you get past 2 million, a net worth of 2 million, if worst case scenario, if you lost your job or your business went under or whatever, you would have your assets producing income for you for the rest of your days. And if you listen to Robert Kiyosaki, he says wealth is really a measure of how many days you can survive at your current lifestyle if you lost your job or your business. That is true wealth. And if you are a $2 million heir, you're worth $2 million net in those assets and you're producing 100 grand a year for yourself, I think you can live for the rest of your days, you know, with a reasonably okay lifestyle. And that is absolute freedom and wealth. So that's the number, ladies and gentlemen. It's $2 million. You know, if you do 1.5 million, maybe you can live on 75 grand a year. But I think everyone should have that goal. Like, why wouldn't you want to have that goal? It just seems so odd that no one would want freedom. You know, I guess they think, well, you can't take it with you. And I get all that. But God, you know, I'm sitting here on a, I don't even know what day of the week it is. It's a Wednesday and it's like 10:30 a.m. in the morning. And it's hump day for me. And I'm sitting here with my feet up on the chair next to me, recording a podcast to educate and do the things I want to do to help people. It's just what I love doing what I do. And I get to choose it. I'm sitting here in a t-shirt. No one's telling me what to do. I don't have to ask for annual leave. No one's giving me stupid projects to work on that mean nothing. I don't have to work with political co-workers. None of that. That's what it's about. I'm 37. How good's that? Like, I want to paint that vision for you that you can achieve that. And that's why this podcast exists. That's why I wrote the book, Money Grows on Trees. That's why I'm telling you Money Grows on Trees. Once you can plant a money tree of $2 million and you'll see you can go out the back and pick off 100 grand a year in passive income, you can do what you want. And I reckon, you know, if you're going to live till you're 90, I think it's a good idea to be able to do what you want. So I think I really want to encourage you to have that goal. Okay. Have that goal. Make the investments, make the sacrifices, early in your life, as early as possible. You know, and if it's never too late to start, but I think, independence and freedom, what an amazing journey to go on. So it's a worthy one, but at least you now have a number in your head about where you need to go to. So $2 million would be the number. Do your best to get there. I know a lot of you are like, yeah, I'm 65. I don't really have time. There's always time. There's always time to create opportunity. Okay. And when you're on that opportunity and that journey, half of the fun is actually getting there. And it's an amazing, fun adventure. Okay. So there you go. I hope that gives you some idea and some target to hit. So $2 million, that's how much is enough. And if you, once you get there, you want to go do more, awesome. But, that's the number. All right. Thanks so much for tuning to this one. If you're loving the podcast and you're enjoying it, please feel free to leave me a review. Hopefully it's 5 stars. And of course, if you're listening to this too, please do share it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it. Share it on your Facebook stories, tag me in it. I will share it to my audience too. You know, we can educate people together on how to grow money on trees, how to become financially independent. All right. So thanks so much for listening in and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.